What's up, guys? How'd everyone sleep? You guys sleep better than the first night? What? Yes. I do a lot of counseling with kids your guys' age, with kids at my church. And I am always so shocked by how much you guys talk in your sleep and move around in your sleep. It shocks me every time. I always get a little nervous. So I don't know if you guys know that, but you guys do a lot of talking. A lot of moving around. How would you know? You wouldn't know. So, you guys have gotten to ask me a lot of questions. I want to ask you guys some questions. Who wants to tell me their favorite part about summer camp so far? Let's go right here. The zip line and the rock wall. Someone told me I should do the zip line. Should I? I don't want to get all wet, though. You don't have to? I'm a big boy. I don't know. Right here in the black shirt. Ooh, okay. Okay. In the stitch shirt. Chapel and sleeping? Oh, you guys got a... I saw the counselor's in agreement. Right here. What's your favorite part? The archery in the pool? Is that... Have you done archery before? Was this your first time? You've done it before? You hit 20 of them? Whoa, 20 bullseyes. Right here in the flash hoodie. Gaga ball. The Gaga ball tournament happened yesterday, right? Do we know who won or not yet? You won? Okay, what's been your favorite part so far? Archery and water games. Okay, last one back here in the red shirt. Being able to worship God, it's one of my favorite things to hear you guys all sing. That was the last one. I'm sorry. So we're going to continue with the story of Joseph. So if you guys want to open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 40. So who remembers where we left off with Joseph? You remember? What happened? Yeah, so she lied about him, and now he's in jail. And what happens to him? Well, I think we read something at the very end about what happened with him in jail. Do you remember? Kind of, yeah. What do you think? Exactly. So it ended with Joseph going to jail, and then we see again that the Lord was with him, and we talked about how the Lord is always with us, right? And we see that because the Lord was with him, just like how he was in Potiphar's house and he rose to the top and he was in charge of everything. He then goes to jail and the Lord was with him there. Everything he did was successful because of God, and he rises to the top there as well. Which leads us into Genesis chapter 40. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to start in verse 1. 40, verse 1. Perfect. Is everyone else already there?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Sometime after this, the cupbearer of the king of Egypt and his baker committed an offense against the Lord of Egypt. Do you guys all know what a cupbearer is? What is it? Yeah. Yeah, so his job is to drink it and make sure there's not poison in it. It's kind of an unfortunate job, because if there is poison in it, he dies. But that's what a cupbearer does. He always drinks a little bit first. So him and his baker are now in jail. And Pharaoh was angry with his two officers, the chief cupbearer and the chief baker, and he put them in custody in the house of the captain of the guard, in the prison where Joseph was confined. The captain of the guard appointed Joseph to be with them, and he attended them. They continued for some time in custody. And one night they both dreamed, the cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were confined in the prison, each his own dream, and each dream with its own interpretation. When Joseph came to them in the morning, he saw they were troubled. So he asked Pharaoh's officers, who were with him in custody in his master's house, why are your faces downcast today? He's basically saying, why are you guys sad today? They said to him, we have had dreams, and there is no one to interpret them. And Joseph said to them, do not interpretations belong to God? Please tell them to me. So these two guys wake up pretty upset. Now, I don't really know if dream interpretations were a big thing back then, but in the life of Joseph, they were a big thing. And Joseph seemed to know that only God could interpret these dreams. So we see him start to talk to these two guys. First, the chief cupbearer tells him his dream, and he tells him that after 3 days, Pharaoh is going to restore you to your job, okay? And the baker, when he saw that it was favorable, that it was a good interpretation, he said, oh, let me tell you mine. And the baker tells him his dream. And does anyone know this story? You guys know what happens? Is it a... Exactly. It's not a good interpretation. So he also says, in 3 days, you're going to die. So both of them have a dream that in 3 days, something is going to happen. So now we're going to jump to actually chapter 41, verse 20. Okay, you guys ready? On the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, he made a feast for all his servants and lifted up the head of the chief cupbearer and the head of the chief baker among his servants. He restored the chief cupbearer to his position, and he placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. So as Joseph is explaining the dream to the cupbearer, he says, please just remember me. That's the one thing he asks. And when all of this becomes true, what happens? He forgets him. And again, like we talked about yesterday, it's this roller coaster for Joseph. And for Joseph, he seems to, it doesn't tell us, I would imagine he's a pretty hopeless, but it doesn't say. Now, for us, when we're on this roller coaster of life, and it's so important that we're talking about these things, that God is good, that he's sovereign, that he's in control, because I know if you guys haven't already, at least I know a lot of kids in my church that are your guys' age, they have already gone through some very difficult things. So if you haven't yet, you will very soon. And so it's important that we know and understand these things about God, okay? But as these things are happening to us, as we get thrown into jail for a lie, or as we get some hope, as Joseph interpreted the dream, but then he got, the cupbearer forgot about him. When we're in these low points in our life, we see Joseph stays obedient to God, right? And he seemed to remember the dream that he had with his brothers, right? That he was going to rule over them. Joseph seemed to be able to talk to God and interpret these kind of dreams. But for us, the Lord has never spoken to me through dreams, okay? What he does do is he's given me his Holy Spirit. So for those of us who have placed our faith in Jesus, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and that he is our helper. So he's given us the Holy Spirit and he's given us his word. And so when we face trials or suffering in this world, we have those two things. We have his word and his spirit. And usually his spirit, when I read God's word, his spirit helps me understand and gives me hope when I'm hopeless, okay? So we're going to do something to try and illustrate that. We're obviously going to do boys versus girls. Who wants to come up here? I'm going to pick some girls first, okay? Let's get the one that loves to sleep. And right here in the red hoodie, red Nike hoodie. Let me grab some things real fast. Okay, this is how it's going to work, okay? One of you guys is going to be blindfolded, okay? And the other one of you is going to represent God's word and his spirit, okay? So you're going to be blindfolded, okay? Can you see? You can't look down and see even a little bit? How many fingers am I holding up? It was five. I'm just kidding. Okay, so she is going to represent God's word and his spirit. And the point is, we want to listen to God's word. We want to know and understand God's word and have the Holy Spirit help us know and understand God's word. So when things start coming, like we see in the life of Joseph, we can stay obedient to God, okay? So this is how it's going to work. The boys, when the girls are going, the boys are going to try and be very loud. Like, you guys are going to try and be all the distractions that the world brings to try and take us away from God's word and his spirit. Does that make sense? I'm not going to pick the boys yet until the girls go. Okay, so you guys can put your hands down. So you're going to come start. Actually, you can take it off for a second so you can see where you're going. You just start, like, right down here. And you're going to have to get her... You're going to have to tell her where to go, and I have to go around these cones, okay? So you want to get to this cone back here. Okay, so she has to go on the outside. You have to go on the outside of these cones, okay? Does that make sense? Any questions? Okay, boys, are you ready?
Yeah.
No, you guys are going to make loud noises and try and distract her. Does that make sense? Okay, put the blindfold on. Please don't trip on the stairs, okay? Make sure you help her. Okay, and I'm going to time, and whoever does it the fastest wins, okay, boys versus girls. Ready? On your marks, get set, go! Oh, she almost hit her head. They're making good time. This way. I'm just kidding. Right there. Here, I'll take that. What? Oh, here, it's yours. Here, you want one too? So you never forget this moment, okay? That was... No, I need the... Sorry, for the boys. It was 44 seconds. So boys, you think you can beat that? Let's get you in the rainbow hat back there. Now, did I call you up for something yesterday? No, you were Joseph's dad. Look, you can come up here. Who wants to be blindfolded? Okay, rock, paper, scissors real fast. Okay, girls, do you guys understand what to do? Start over here more. Okay, you know what to do? I have a feeling the girls are going to be much louder than the boys were. There's also just more of them, okay? Okay, let me get my handy-dandy stopwatch out. On your marks. Get set. Go. This way, this way, this way, this way, this way, this way, this way. You could see, huh? You couldn't see a little bit?
I just remember from the yelling. I remember the
question. Okay, let's do it again, but we'll change it up a little bit. So go put your blindfold on. I'm gonna change the course up a little bit, okay? Yeah, just to make sure, we're gonna put this other one on you. Can you breathe? Okay, now you have to come around this one and come around here. Okay? Okay? I'll take this cone out. That'll be the last cone. So you have to come around here, and then end right here. Okay? Okay? Hey, you, okay? You know what to do? You're a little nervous? They were loud, huh? Okay, on your marks, get set, go! No, 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 no. You missed one. You missed one. Tell him, tell him. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Okay, okay, okay. Go have a seat. Go have a seat. What? It was the same distance. It was nothing but fair, okay? Listen, the thing about those masks is I know kids can see. And so I'm like 99% sure he could see the first time he did it. And that's why he didn't see the cone. He was looking for a cone. He didn't see it. Oh no, he didn't see the new course. That's what made it tricky. It doesn't matter. It was just girls won. The point is, hey, boys, you guys win a high five for me later, okay? Okay, now who remembers why we just did that? Why? Huh? So, what did the people yelling represent? Distractions. And what did the person telling the person who was blindfolded represent? And God's word. So we're gonna jump to 41 verse 37, okay? Yeah, chapter 41, So Pharaoh has the party, restores the cupbearer, and we read that the cupbearer forgot him, okay? 2 years later, so Joseph stayed in jail for another 2 years, Pharaoh has a dream, and no one can tell him what it means. But then the cupbearer remembers Joseph, okay? So Joseph has this crazy dream. Pharaoh has this crazy dream about seven skinny cows, seven fat cows. And Joseph says, what you need to do is a famine is coming, which means the land is not going to have any food. And what you have to do is you're going to have seven really good years. And we have to take those seven good years and try and save as much food as we can to save all these people for the seven bad years, okay? And this is where we pick up in 37. This proposal, the one that Joseph just gave to Pharaoh, pleased Pharaoh and all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find a man like this in whom is the Spirit of God? Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has shown you all this, there is none so discerning and wise as you are. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall order themselves as you command. Only as regards to the throne will I be greater than you. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. So we see again, Joseph comes down, he's in jail for 2 years, forgotten about, and then what happens? Comes back up. But this time, it's the highest. Only Pharaoh is higher than him now. And so as we've been talking this whole week, right? We've been talking about as things happen, God is sovereign, which meaning he is in control. He is all good. He is knowing. But it's easy for us to say that and not always believe it. When I was your guys' age, when I was 9 years old, my appendix ruptured, okay? The problem was I went to the ER 3 different times, and they just said I had the flu. So not only did, so my appendix blew up, okay, which is bad. And the longer it sits in there, the more infected it gets. So it was like 3 weeks, maybe 2 or 3 weeks went by that the ER just kept telling me I had the flu. Finally, I got in to see my doctor, and as soon as he saw me, he was like, you need to go to Valley Children's, okay? Because you had an appendicitis, which is when your appendix blows up. And when I got to I ended up being in Valley Children's for 3 weeks. I was in a bed. They couldn't do surgery right away because it was so infected. They had to give me antibiotics to help with the infection. And at the time, I didn't fully understand this, but I almost died, okay, because it got so bad. But I remember just sitting there in the hospital bed thinking, like, God, what is happening? Why is this happening to me? And when we enter into those times, now that's a pretty extreme time, but I know a lot of people who, you know, you have friends who start being mean to you, or maybe your parents get divorced, and you're just wondering, why is this stuff happening? It's important to know that we have God's word, and we have his Spirit who can help us draw close to him, okay? So I'm going to pray for us. We're going to have a fun rest of the day and continue our story in Joseph tonight, okay? Father, grateful for you, grateful for your love for us. I just love the story of Joseph, God, and just the roller coaster of a life he had, up and down, only to bring him to the most powerful spot, God, to save so many people. I'm thankful for what you did for us by sending your son to save us. And I pray that each and every one of these kids would just walk away from this week with a greater view of your love for them, God. I pray for a fun, safe day. We pray all this in your son's name. Amen.